This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I think it's our turn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly, too. USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the Get Prepared Expo, the largest preparedness expo in the United States of America. I hope you all gave to the Red Cross. They need your money. I just received an email from the CEO. She makes $951,957. Let me say that again. That's just short of $1 million. They need your money. Make sure you consider wisely as you write that check to the American Red Cross. Where are they in New York City? No one seems to know where they are.
They need the money to get there, Vincent.
Dale Crow's with me. Dale Crow came from Las Vegas, Nevada to bring a huge, huge vertical wind turbine. It's about 20 feet tall. Welcome, Dale Crow.
Good morning, everybody. I wish you were down here at the fairgrounds with us, helping us unload, but we're doing okay.
Dale, that wind turbine is the largest wind turbine I've seen for a residence or a small business?
Well, actually, it's undersized. Size matters. It's 20 feet tall, 25 feet with the solar panels on top. And normally, a small wind application has to have a pole of at least 60 feet tall, up to 120 feet tall to reach clean air. This is a vertical axis wind turbine. It doesn't operate with propeller blades, so it doesn't demand clean air. Any breeze will turn it. And actually, it's pleasing to the eye to me. It looks kind of like the paddle wheel on an old steamboat.
It does. Turned on its side, going vertically, it does. And it's painted John Deere green, so it's familiar to us farmers. Dale, it looks heavy. What is that?
It weighs about 1,000 pounds without the stabilization feet on it. Now, this can be mounted permanently as a structure or with outrigger legs. On my farm, I have four that I can pick up with a small tractor forklift and move anywhere on the farm to pump water, electricity for a distant calving shed. The applications are endless. I love mine.
So do you generate most of your electricity with yours?
I do. We have an agribusiness. Burns a little more electricity than a common four-bedroom house with a swimming pool, but we currently generate about 80% of all of our own electricity at the ranch, and over the next year we'll be 100% off the grid and getting a check back from the power company. That's just going to make me smile.
Now, what do they pay you per kilowatt compared to what they charge you per kilowatt? Right here in Missouri, they charge us about 10 cents plus tax.
It's going to be different with every co-op and every electric company. Mm-hmm. They're, by federal law, they have to pay you at least their wholesale purchase price. Mm-hmm. And that's what I get in North Dakota at the ranch up there. I get wholesale buy, and if I consume more than I use, of course, I pay retail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Dale, what's it going to cost if we wanted to buy a wind turbine like you have right here, and we wanted to have enough capacity to run a typical house? And now, I'll tell you that I consume about 1,000 watts per hour on average.
That's a kilowatt per hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 10 cents an hour.
Yeah, this machine out here, as it sets, as you look at it, is a 1.8 kW per hour system. It's the Model T of wind turbines, though. You can put up to four separate wind generators on it without adding another turbine. You need to come down and see it. Plus, it has solar panels that mount to the top if you're in a good solar area. You know, a base price for these units are $25,000 to $30,000. That sounds like an awful lot of money, but like I said, you have the ability to run your home without grid power. There are on-grid and off-grid applications. Some people kind of like selling electricity back to the local provider, even if it is at a cheaper rate. Each home, though, is pretty much separate. That's why we have my partner, Craig Perry. He does an assessment of your home or business, and then we'll design, build whatever you need for your, you know, consumption needs. And it's not, you know, all that important to provide more than you use. You'll see that in the seminar we're going to have this weekend. Conservation is the educational portion of our program. I can probably teach you how to save 30 to 50% on your electric bill without spending a lot of money. And every kilowatt of energy you preserve or conserve is equal to about $4 worth of energy that you'll have to buy things to produce for yourself. That's the bottom line, is conservation.
Dale, I just, you know, looked at the arithmetic. $400 a month for electricity,
mm-hmm,
times 12 months, that's $4,800 a year.
Sure.
So when you look at those numbers and you look at what it would cost you to have a wind turbine, it's really not that that far out of reality.
No, it's not. And one of the main things, you know, most of my clientele at this point are agricultural users, and the return on investment for your refrigerator never crossed your mind. The return on investment for your automobile never crossed your mind, because those are things you have to have.
Right.
At first in North Dakota, I was the crazy guy from Las Vegas that was testing wind turbines. You know, we had the terrible drought this summer.
We did.
I watered over 2,000 head of Angus cattle for my neighbors for the summer at absolutely no cost.
Yeah, and
so now I'm just the nice guy from Las Vegas.
Well, I was there, and I saw how dry it was during the summer, and it was really dry here. We were watering our cows 1,500 gallons a day. You know, we have a small herd, nothing like what you're talking about. So pumping water is a challenge.
It
uses a lot of electricity, and it's hard work. If you try it by hand.
Yeah,
try it
no,
by
I'm,
hand.
No, thanks. I'm a little long in the tooth for that. I'll call one of my teenagers back up and have them come out and do that. But, yeah, it absolutely. And this system right here not only will run water pumps, it'll run air compressors, mechanically as well as electrically from the generator. You can run 120-volt output to your home to augment the electric usage there. Plus, I have one at the barn that has a 500-watt trickle battery charger that runs totally off the wind machine and keeps my battery backup system completely charged 24 hours a day. Doesn't cost me a dime.
Dale, you had a proposal for me, and I think it's fabulous. I would love to be the first broadcaster to run totally on solar and wind power.
Sure.
I'd love to do it as our broadcast expands. This broadcast, we've been offered 2 hours on Genesis Communications Network, and I've accepted. So we are going to be going more into detail on each broadcast. So I would love to be able to talk about more about solar power and wind power and actually be broadcasting using that form of electricity.
Not only can we do that for you, but we can have an emergency backup battery system, so if the grid goes down, you can still talk.
Not everybody would like that. especially the city manager of Springfield, Missouri. you don't need any emergency backup power. You know, we'd love it if the signal would stop.
Well, when he gets all of our checks for setting up this weekend, he'll like you a lot better.
Hey, you know what? They're going to be here.
Great. Listen, give them a hug.
They will be here. The food inspectors are going to be here. We are going to be inspected and detected like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I love making new friends.
Yeah. I think, you know, sometimes I think when you go for an interview to get a government job, they say no 3 times fast. Good. You're hired. I'm looking at the clock here. Let's see. Dale, we've got a few more minutes.
Well, I have the propensity to ramble on and on. Let's go.
Okay. Now, EMPs.
We
talk a lot on this broadcast about electromagnetic pulses. Matt Stein's doing a seminar Class, I just got the word late last night. Matt Stein is unable to physically be here because his wife has taken ill, and he needs to be with her. He has his ticket and all that, but he will be using his ticket to come to the April Expo in Springfield, Missouri. But he's not going to be able to make it physically, but he will be here via a teleseminar, and it's all in the schedule. So same topics, it's just you won't be able to shake his hand, but you will be able to get all the information that he planned on presenting. And he talks about EMPs and solar flares and solar storms. Now, what happens in that kind of an event with your equipment, Dale?
Okay, not everybody's going to have the foresight to buy a spare alternator and build a small Faraday cage.
Okay, let's say I did. Let's say I did.
Okay, now, the Faraday cage is fairly simple to make. I hope nobody's trying to sell them here. I can teach you how to make one in 15 seconds with some copper wire and a grounding rod.
Okay.
But if you don't have one of these are basically just wire-wound alternators. You can take it to your local electric company that rewinds electric motors in almost any town of over 3,000. Mm-hmm. And for about $120. You have a brand new alternator.
Okay.
An EMP is hard to protect against because anything that you have on and in operation at the time that happens is going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No protection other than having spares or understanding your capabilities of rebuilding and coming back from that.
Well, you know, you talk about having spares. Let's talk about what those spares would be. So nothing is going to happen to this wind turbine. I see this. This is the John Deere of wind turbines, as far as I can tell. It is massive.
John Deere's still in business. Let's say it's the Model T.
Now, why do you say Model T?
Well, that was the first automobile in production that the common guy could afford. In Washington, and you're aware of this. The audience isn't. I've have to go to Washington to spend a week every other month. I'm on the American Council of Renewable Energy on the Leadership Council. I've been a proponent of distributed energy, these millions of dollars in incentives that oil companies, the wind turbine companies, everybody gets. If we'd spread that money around to local businesses and homeowners as incentive, then we'd be supplying about 75% of our own electricity by now, mm-hmm. just on money spent.
Mm-hmm.
But then that causes a problem because the money's not going into a large corporation's hands. It employs a whole lot of people. It would be our money. That doesn't make sense to anyone.
Except us.
So, you know, I'm a distributed wind energy kind of guy. Are we going off?
Yeah, we're going off.
Oh, guys, come to the seminar. We'll just go on and on and on and on.
Dale Crow's been with us. He is at the Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri. Tickets are online, $8 discounted, $10 at the door. 6,500 people showed up last time. It'll probably be bigger than that this time. Dale Crow, thank you so much. We'll see you all day today and at the meetup tonight.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I only have some of the controls. Alex is producing the broadcast. In Minnesota, is most of the controls. C.L. Ferris is with us, and we are talking about water. C.L., you're at the Get Prepared Expo, and let me just turn up your volume a little bit here. How about now? C.L., New York City, let's talk about water.
Well, where do you want to start? New Yorkers have... more water available to them right now than they've probably had in a very long time. The problem is most of that water is not potable. In fact, I know on some of your shows recently, Ben, you've discussed the fact that as the floodwaters mm-hmm. came in,
yep.
They also swept away every imaginable thing.
You're talking about insecticide. You're talking about gasoline in containers. Lawnmowers that got turned upside down, dumped into the water. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely, all of the above. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the water in the harbor isn't necessarily that clean as it is. Mm-hmm. But then when you add all of the things from people's garages, all...
You know, we were talking about that. You know, if you look at the typical garage, what you see is shelves of lubricants, oil cans. As we talked about that, insecticides, ant spray, wasp spray.
Right.
Antifreeze. All those things get turned over and mixed into the water, and then they end up in the municipal water supply. If you have water, right? Not everybody has water to drink. So are you going to do a seminar here on water? Is that the point?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. What do we need to know about water?
Well, some of the students may have caught the broadcast last week that we did regarding death by dehydration.
Yes, death by dehydration. You can talk about that here?
I am. Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. Because we're not talking about something that is optional. Water is a basic component. And first of all, you need good, clean water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just discussing with all the water in New York City. How much of it is actually something people can consume?
Yeah, and some people think that they can use rainwater and capture rainwater and drink rainwater. And, you know, there's the potential for radiation to be in the rainwater. There's, if you get water off your roof, there's potential for bird poop. and all the organics, you know, the dead insects that lie on your roof, the leaves and all that. So there's lots of pollution, lots of air pollution collects on your roof. And as the rain washes down your roof and you collect that, that's highly concentrated, polluted water. So you need to filter that. I like the activated carbon filters. That's what I use at the farm. Actually, mm-hmm. I use a Berkey. What mm-hmm. do you use?
Oh, Berkey all the way. Berkey in the bug-out bag. Berkey in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's my biggest concern, because I think New Yorkers, and I'm certainly not saying that I'm speaking for anybody there, but I think for the first couple of days it was an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of them have already gone through their bottled water supply already.
Yeah.
I wonder how many are actually trying to get creative and do some kind of filtering process with whatever water they think they may be able to drink ultimately. I wonder what kind of panic has truly set in for families all up and down the East Coast right now when they realize just how vulnerable they really are.
Well, we talked about this many, many times over the last, more than a year. We talked about 9 meals away from anarchy. Yep. C.L. Ferris, thanks very much. We're going to see you in a seminar tomorrow and Sunday, and you're at the Get Prepared Expo. Thanks so much. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why are you got your take mine? You go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Meet up tonight, class. This is where you're gonna get a chance to meet a lot of your instructors. Dan Swindell, Frank Underhill, John Moore, Brady Bartolini, Eric Lancaster, the freeze-dry guy, Terry Kelly, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Ed Marvini, Dr. Joel Wallach, Paulette Winotka, Marjorie Wildcraft. Matt Stein is not going to be here. We just got a call last night. His wife is taken ill. He's going to use his ticket for the April Get Prepared Expo coming up. Kevin Robertson, Casey Mustin, Dale Crow was with us a few minutes ago, C.L. Ferris, Glenn Meter, David Christopher, Milo Carter, Lucinda Bailey, Glenn Pence, John Reagan, Mike Ma. They're all going to be there tonight, Ziggy's. With me right now, sitting right next to me, Terry Kelly. Terry Kelly is a Common Sense Prepper. His website is Common Sense Prepper, right?
CommonSensePrepper.com, yes, right.
Yeah. Terry, you've been on the air with us. We talk about lots of things. You've been a seminar presenter. There's no shortage of preparedness things that you know. And, you know, I don't know a lot of people that who are really, really prepared. I really don't. Less than 10 for sure, but you're one of them. You are absolutely one of them.
Been doing it a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So are you a prepper or a survivalist?
Tomato, tomato.
You know, it's funny you say that because I use the term survivalist because my grandmother was.
Yes.
Her grandmother was. Her grandmother was. It's out of fashion. It's politically incorrect, so that's why I use it. And, Terry, it's a lifestyle, isn't it?
Yes. The term survivalist was coined back about 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 30 years ago, there were a couple of nut job criminals who fancied themselves as survivalists, and the news media got a hold of that, and it kind of gave the term survivalist a bad name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then in 1999, people became concerned about Y2K, which now turned out to be kind of a joke, but... Anyway, people didn't want to, they wanted to be prepared, but they didn't want to be associated with the...
Us.
Well, the nut job survivalist, okay? And so the term prepper was coined at that point. And so prepper, survivalist, it's all the same thing. It's all what you choose to call yourself. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why are you known as the Common Sense Prepper?
Well, different people want to be prepared for different reasons. Mormons, for example, you know, they do food storage and other things to be prepared because their church tells them that's what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our church doesn't really tell us that.
Other people do it for political reasons because, you know, they're afraid of the government. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their own reasons. Mm-hmm. My reason is that back about 40 years ago, I was in my grandmother's cellar. Under her house, and you know, my grandmother, who is nearly 90, is still alive. My parents are both gone.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would buy groceries every Friday, a week's supply of groceries. And if for some reason on Friday she couldn't get groceries in 2 or 3 days, you know, we really didn't have enough to make a meal. My grandmother, however, had lots of food stocked up in her cellar. And I remember asking her, Grandma, why do you have all this food? And she told me about surviving the Depression. She was born in the early 20s and was in her late childhood and, you know, teenage years and early marriage during the Depression. And she said, you never know when things are going to get tough and you need to be ready. So when I left home at 18 years old, 30 some years ago, I chose to follow my grandmother's lead rather than my parents' lead.
It's very interesting that you say that because your grandmother lived through tougher times. Your parents lived through better times.
Right.
And if you were hungry, you could always go to the store if you had the money. You could buy whatever
right.
you wanted if you had the money. Whereas back during the Depression, things weren't always available. I know that my grandparents plowed up their backyard, fenced it off to keep the critters out, and they raised their own food. That's
right.
what you're talking about, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Well, you know, there's lots of different things that you can do. Back to the question, why do they call me the Common Sense Prepper? You know, a lot of people are predicting a zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. They're worried about the Mayan calendar. Listen, Vince, I'm Christmas shopping this year. I plan to be here after December 21st. Mm-hmm. I have no concern about the Mayan calendar.
I have none either.
You know, people say, well, what do you predict will happen? You know, I'm predicting... none of these things. I have no idea. I don't have a crystal ball.
But you're preparing for everything, right?
I'm preparing for whatever. One thing I know for sure that we can expect to happen is another weather-related power outage. You know, just a little less than 6 years ago, January 11th, 2007, mm-hmm. the Springfield area had a major power outage because of an ice storm.
Oh, it's awful.
Some people were out for only hours. Other people were out for as much as 30 days. The average was a couple of weeks,
yeah,
and a lot of people had no idea what to do.
We were out for 11 days, and it was tough. It really was. We were building our house, and we didn't have everything we needed in place.
Right.
We have everything now because we moved it from Virginia, but we were in the transition, and we were caught in that storm. And, you know, but you saw what's right outside your trailer, your boondocker trailer, your bug out trailer, a wind turbine.
Yes. Right.
Is that huge or what?
That's big.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are going to want to take that home.
Especially, you need to live in an area where you got some wind. But yeah. If you live in an area where you got some wind, got a hilltop to put that on, that would be a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah. Terry Kelly, I really want to thank you for being here, providing some security for the Get Prepared Expo. You've been to every single one of our expos. Can you talk real quickly about your star? We've got the freeze-dry guy. He just walked in. Mike Moss here. Ricky Rocket's here. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Go real quickly, please.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of people do a lot of different things to try to be prepared. Some people say, well, I have 100 guns. I have 500,000 rounds of ammunition, but they have no food or they have no water. Some people have lots of food and water, and they don't have other things covered. You can see this on commonsenseprepper.com. I have developed a 5-point preparedness star.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much covers all the bases. Because if you don't, there's five elements to being prepared. And if you don't have all five of these elements covered, you're not properly prepared.
Okay, you're going to be talking about that at your seminar.
Sure.
And also, let's do this. Let's get you back on the radio really soon, right after the expo, and you can talk all about these preparedness strategies that you have. Terry, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Mike Ma, you're up. Mike Ma's coming up. We're changing headphones right here, right now. Mike Ma drove up to Missouri from Central America, 3,500 miles. Zena was in the truck with you all the way through Mexico, through roadblocks. Yeah, you're not going to hear much through the headphones, but you'll be able to hear the introduction. But anyway, Mike...
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here, Mike.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, too.
Hey, Mike, we're going to have a lot of gold and silver here, and it's good to have you as part of our security team. There's a lot of guns here, aren't there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Even in this room.
How many of you guys are armed? Wait a minute. Ah, come on.
Less than half. Now, how can that be? Boy, I really feel kind of spooked now. So.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike, what are we going to learn from you? Last time you were here, people wanted to call 911, and I had to get on the PA system and say, "Don't call 911. He's okay. He's okay." What are you going
to
do?
Well, I try to get people to stay safe by using unconventional methods.
Unconventional methods.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the force, and so I come up with other ideas to try to scare people off one way or the other, and try to get their minds off of. Hurting me or getting me in trouble.
Yeah. And by the way, when you had to use your firearm and shoot that robber, how much time did you spend with the authorities after you shot that man?
I was shocked. It was an hour and a half, and I was already on the street.
Really?
And I normally teach that you're going to be spending the night. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was really shocked on that. But I did everything by the book, and it was right up front, just exactly witnesses and everything. I didn't do anything wrong, so it went right.
So, Mike, you're going to teach how to negotiate for your life. You're going to talk about Hoi Chi.
Yes.
Two seminars. Mm-hmm. Mike Ma, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for coming up to the farm and being with us and spending time with us. Changing headphones right now is Dr. Richard Allen Miller in from the West Coast. Mike Ma and Dr. Richard Allen Miller are staying at the farm. Rick, it's so good to meet you in person.
My pleasure.
Rick, what are we going to learn at your seminars? What are you going to teach us?
I'm not sure what you guys want to hear about. I'm, locked and loaded, so I brought PowerPoints on mind control.
Okay.
Yeah, the current directions of mind control and how to defend yourself. I'm going to talk about critical decision-making power tools that we used when I was a Navy SEAL. We're going to talk about some of the other power tools that I developed to help make a Superman. You know, just anybody can do it. It's not about us. It's individuals just with focus and determination. You can become whatever you'd like to be.
Rick, what about, are you going to talk about the superfoods that you developed for the astronauts and for the Navy SEALs? Is that something that you plan on talking about?
Yeah, well, yes. You have to start with the physical plane. And so, of course, you start with water, structured waters, and then the foods you eat. And the adage now is that you are no longer what you eat, but whom you feed.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, your whole body is, I would say less than 10% of you is human, and the rest of it is bacteria and water transport processes. And everybody's homeostasis is different. And what you're trying to do is find some sort of balance where you're not overreacting, parasympathetic nervous system, where you can reprogram certain parts of your body in response to the kinds of foods you're eating and the bacteria that you choose to inhabit. Right now, Monsanto, for example, is a weapons company working on a DOD project where they're altering a genetic form of wheat that will activate a bacteria in your gut that you got from cats. It's called T. gondii, and it makes you turn into a Walmart shopper. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Now, are you talking about obesity?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about obesity, Rick?
Well, all of the above. You know, if you do a Google, that's a zombie or an alien. You know, there's something going on there that's...
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, there's going to be a lot more of him here at the Get Prepared Expo. Today, we're going to have the meetup tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's. We'd love to meet you. We're all going to be there, 5:30, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us, flying all the way from the West Coast. We'll be right back.
Not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season.
Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Varia Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Broadcasting live from the Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Michelle Ambrosia just walked in, Executive Director for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So glad to have you here. She's in the audience. And right next to me, Mike number two, the freeze-dried guy. Freeze-dried guy, welcome.
Vince, hi. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
Now, we've known each other for quite a while. When will I get to know your real name?
Now that we're beginning to loosen up, maybe within 2-3 years. Hey, my good friends, my really, really good friends, call me, well,
Freeze,
Frosty, okay?
They call you Freeze, right?
Close enough.
So, freeze-dried guy, you traveled all the way from the West Coast to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and we're going to have lunch tomorrow, right? Tell us about our lunch. What are we going to have?
We're going to serve several different entrees. It'll be, again, something people want to, you know, that's their lunch if they want to get it. Fruits, vegetables, different entrees, nice plate, pretty girls serving them. Ice cream, freeze-dried ice cream.
Man, oh, man. So the plan is if we are in a bad situation and we're digging into our food reserves, this is how good it's going to be. It's going to be great.
That's right. This is the best it gets, and it is superb.
Yeah.
Like I tell people, and you've heard me say it, it's like mom's home cooking.
Mm-hmm.
People draw issue with that, and they try it, and they say, my gosh, it's pretty doggone close.
Are we going to have ice cream?
Yes, sir.
Ice cream.
Yep.
Freeze-dried ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, wasn't that developed for the astronauts?
It was. Mm-hmm. In fact, they will have a similar ice cream bar that they serve at, like, the space museums and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
It came right out of the aerospace program.
The only thing different about the ice cream that's freeze-dried and an ice cream sandwich is the temperature, right?
Well, that's it. It's dry room temperature ice cream. And sometimes when people will eat it, they'll tend to gobble it down because it's very sweet, very good tasting. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, it's kind of weird. I said, okay, think dry and room temperature and then let it sit in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, can I rehydrate it? Well, if you throw it in cold water, it floats around forever. I will sometimes throw it in hot chocolate to richen it up because it melts, if you will, very quickly. Mm-hmm. But it's normally eaten dry.
Well, yeah, that's what I've done. I've just opened the package and take out some crumbles and eat it dry and let it set in my mouth. And it really is an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, it is, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's dessert. We're going to have some fruit. Is that what you said?
We got fruits on the agenda.
Okay, yeah. And a couple entrees?
I think we have three different ones. People can have a choice of three.
Mm.
And, I mean, we're going to feed them well.
Like a chicken entree?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And beef, we have our world-famous beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff.
And I think we've got our vegetable beef stew, which is really, there's a hearty beef stew, but the vegetable beef is very adequate. Real freeze-dried meats was second only to my mother's, and she was an Iowa farm girl. She made excellent beef stew.
So we're going to have a freeze-dry guy meal here and Berkey filtered water. And this will be a gourmet meal in really bad times. It's actually a gourmet meal in good times.
It's as good as you're going to get at a good restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is.
Okay. And it's going to be less than $10, less than $9, less than $8.
You got it.
And I can keep going down a little lower, can't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if someone wants to buy freeze-dry guy food, can they take it home with them?
Absolutely. We've got a special running here at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, if they'll take it away, we can give them even a better deal than we normally would.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of product for them. We have a lot of our new survival buckets by Mountain House.
Mm-hmm.
And we got plenty of food.
Okay, so you've got pallets of food.
Yes, sir.
And you brought the aquapails.
We did.
Yeah. And so if someone wants to buy an aquapail and a lot of food, he can do it. And class, if you want, and you've got $1 million and you want some gold and some silver, we've got it right here. You can pick it up, take it with you, bring your money. You can buy the gold and silver up to $1 million. That's as far as we can go over the next 2 days. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com, broadcasting live from the Get Prepared Expo. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.